This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up tonight, U.S. Supreme Court, or not Supreme Court, was another federal court, made some kind of ruling that, well, the phone that you've got in your pocket or possibly in your hand right now might wind up being illegal. Chris, you've got that story. I've got something about people leaving Facebook, and you'll be surprised where they're going. But we're going to start off with something out of the District of Criminals, where apparently the Republican Congress undid something that the Republican Congress redid after the Democrats undid something.
Well, Daryl, this is a radio show.
They repealed a repeal that was repealed previously by a repeal.
Right. We really should be on television because this is going to require whiteboards and teleprompters and
flow
like
charts,
the green,
the guy with the
green screen with like the weather to show
What I was thinking was, you've seen the picture where it's the guy and he just looks all out of his mind and he's got the board behind him with all the little thumbtacks and the string tied everywhere, and it says, you know, like me trying to explain fill in the blank to my friends.
Yeah. So, not for the first time, the Second Amendment rights of more than 4 million Americans are at risk. And the previous headline would have read, thanks to the Obama administration, but this time the headline reads, thanks to Republicans in Congress.
Thanks, Obama.
Well, I don't know who you say. How many Republicans are there in Congress? Can we thank them all?
Right, but remember, like, halfway through the Obama administration, everything was still George Bush's fault.
Right.
And then during the Obama administration, just, like, it became the running joke of thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
And there's even the video where he's trying to dunk a cookie into his glass of milk, but the cookie was too large to go in the milk, and he looked straight in the camera. Thanks, Obama.
I didn't see that.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Welcome back, Heather.
I was just going to say, did we not do our little intro?
Yeah, I know, Daryl. You just skipped right over that. It's arguably the best part of the show.
So it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And you can join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
All right. So back to this latest insanity out of Washington, D.C. Congressional Republicans are jeopardizing the Second Amendment rights of 4.2 million senior citizens.
At the asterisk, and possibly others.
Right, but don't interrupt me, Daryl. Come on, man.
Well, just pointing out, it's not only seniors.
True. At the same time, they have voted to funnel tens of millions of dollars to gun control organizations and support other actions that Democrats will love. All this is wrapped up in the giant $1.3 trillion spending bill that the House of Representatives approved Thursday on a 256-167 vote and sent to the Senate, which is in and of itself an entirely different story that should be covered too.
Right. So this $1.3 trillion spending bill, according to, was it Senator Rand Paul, was like 2,300 pages, and according to Representative Justin Amash, was delivered to Congress less than 24 hours before it was scheduled to go for a vote.
Correct.
So my question is, how does Fox News know exactly what is in this? Because nobody's really had time to delve in and figure out exactly what is what.
Well, I will say that the author of this article is John Lott. And John Lott is, I'm going to screw it up if I don't Google it. So he is the head of a foundation, which is very much on the side of fighting gun control. And its name is...
The Crime Prevention Research Center.
Thank you, Daryl.
Luckily, the article here from Fox News links over to a bio where they mention that.
Gotcha. So Crime Prevention Research Council does a lot of stuff, pro-Second Amendment, pro-self-defense.
Woo!
And they are, but they do so much of it that they're one of those that is constantly criticized by the left as just being a one-sided partisan pro-gun control website. So it's like Snopes will pick on.
There's that big gathering in Boston this Saturday.
Yep.
I'm going to be live streaming it for news to share.
Are you really?
Yeah. What's the gathering in Boston?
It's March for Our Lives, I believe it's called, which means like you're basically marching in favor of anti-gun legislation. So it's like 30 or 40,000 emotional people responding to the recent like shootings, thinking somehow gun laws are going to fix.
Are you laughing when you say shootings?
No, I'm laughing at the logic. That people think that there's nothing sad or there's nothing funny about the shootings.
I know.
What's amusing to me is like the hypocrisy, you know what I mean? Like the, oh, let's take away gun laws, even though, or let's make gun laws, that'll fix it, right? Even though there's already laws against going into a building and shooting people.
Right. There are laws already against laws stealing against guns. That. There are laws against taking a gun onto school property.
There's no law against murder.
I'm so sick of the same thing being in the public, you know, conversation forum of gun control. It's like, how many times do we have to explain it? Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Heather, to be fair, I'm not going to say that all 30 to 40,000 people are responding emotionally, because there are people that have been calling for gun control for a long time, well before, you know, these latest shootings.
Maybe, but I, from my experience, having gone to a bunch of like protests and gatherings and stuff like this, the majority of people there have no idea why they're there. They're just there either one because they know a few people that are going, so they follow the herd. And, you know, there's some people there that are actually part of organizations that are, you know, championing something in some way. But the majority of people, they see a Facebook event and they show up. And then, like, I've had, when I went for the rally for the Republic, which was about like free speech, that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
I was live streaming the speakers, never cut the live stream, right? Started interviewing counter protesters, some counter protester in the exact same live stream as all of the speakers that I just filmed, started quoting the speakers as having said things they never said. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. But yet here's this angry mob of people, right? And tons of tax dollars being used when there's like 10,000 police officers.
Of course.
All is like there for crowd control, like trying to combat like people that have no idea what the heck they're talking about. They're just there emotionally responding because they read somewhere on the internet that, you know, there's a bunch of racists giving a speech. So they show up, didn't even listen to the speech. They just
in their defense, details. From what I heard, they were far enough away to where they couldn't actually hear the speakers anyway.
That was at the first rally, like the free speech rally, the one that was like a week after Charlottesville.
So if you're far enough away to where you can't actually hear the speakers, then they kind of get a pass for not listening
to
the speakers.
But then, no, you don't even get a pass because you're still ignorant. Because now you're making a comment about speakers you never heard.
No. So they don't get a pass for making up quotes. They just get a pass for not actually listening to the speaker.
I kid you not. You can go to the News to Share Facebook page, watch the live stream. The guy said that they had just been on stage talking about mass genocide and exterminating races.
Right.
That was in quotes.
Well, you're going to hear the same thing if you go to a anti-gun control thing. You will hear all the statistics twisted in every way that will benefit the anti-gun story, which they want to tell, and they want to tell it in a certain way. A great example of that, I think, is the use of the term the 18th or 19th mass shooting this year. You know, that was used right after.
At a school.
At a school. 18th or 19th mass shooting at a school. Now, it wasn't at a school. It was school shooting. 18th or 19th school shooting. And when you started to dig into these numbers, you found that they counted amongst these 18 a girl who had committed suicide in a car parked outside of a school.
At like 2 o'clock in the morning or something?
Something like that. The school had been closed for months. It was no longer even a school. But to promote the narrative, yes, that was to them a school shooting. So most recently we have a case down in Maryland where I guess a boy and girl were a couple and then they weren't. Boy gets angry, decides to go in with a handgun, shoot the girlfriend, shoot the new boyfriend, gets shot by a school resource officer. But that will be counted as a school shooting because it happened in a school. It's not the same thing. You know
right.
what I mean?
And then the accidental discharge of a firearm where nobody was even struck by a bullet was also listed as a quote-unquote school shooting. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com. I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And for years, libertarians have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping build one. Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like Yelp, but it's so much better because there's a bit of a social networking aspect where you can actually connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special badge just for Free Talk Live listeners. That's liberty.menu.
I kind of wonder if the liberty.menu folks have considered implementing the BIPCOT license.
I think they have some kind of something on there. I'll take a look and let you know.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and we've been talking about the Second Amendment rights of more than 4 million Americans are at risk thanks to a Republican Congress. This turns out that it was wrapped up in part of the $1.3 trillion spending bill that the House of Representatives approved Thursday and sent to the Senate. Just before President Obama left office, his administration finalized new regulations banning Social Security recipients from buying a gun if they had trouble managing their finances. About 10%.
So, pause right there, because a lot of people were just cutting the sentence short and saying, everybody on Social Security is going to have to give up their guns. Ah!
Right. You do get
because
that. And that was
finish reading sentences.
Right. That was part of it. But the issue is,
that's not to say that this is a good
legislation. But to be accurate, that's exactly what it is. And there are a lot of reasons and a lot of people that may be subject to this sort of a rule. So it's, you're right, it's not, and it's people that can't manage their finances, but that can be pretty broad, particularly when we consider, you know, people that are coming back from overseas fighting wars, they're suffering from PTSD and things like that. So you could have younger, certainly younger people that, you know, have been in the military, but for reasons that they have sought help with either the VA or someone else to help them manage their budget and help kind of get back into the mainstream, they find themselves, excuse me, a little frog in my throat, they find themselves in the same position. What this does is just pretty much labels, you know, anyone, including people that are on Social Security, as not capable, you know, not responsible enough to possess the means of repelling violent force against themselves. About 10% of all people 65 and older risked being classified as financially incompetent, about 4.2 million people in all. Using the Congressional Review Act, Republicans and two Democrats passed a bill overturning the regulation, but the bill did more than that. It also prevented any future president from reinstituting the ban without legislative authorization from Congress. Unfortunately, there's always an unfortunately when we talk about bills in Congress.
Right.
The spending bill passed Thursday allows the ban to be reinstituted because it reauthorizes the 2007 National Instant Crime Background Check System, or NICS, Improvement Amendments Act. This act allows government agencies, not just the courts, to determine if someone is mentally incompetent to buy or possess a gun. Let me repeat that. This act allows government agencies,
so
not elected officials, bureaucrats, not judges, not courts,
bureaucrats,
to just randomly determine if someone is mentally incompetent to buy or possess a gun. And in this example, this is what's so egregious, is that it just blanket covers people. So if a caseworker actually went out and worked with, you know, a senior citizen and came back and said, guys, this guy's just not all there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We have to help him with his finances, but I'm sure somebody has to help him go to the bathroom. I mean, it's that bad. And maybe he ought to be included, which I disagree with. Maybe he ought to be included in this database. It's not the case. All it does is say, you've signed up for what we offer for free financial support. If you have trouble managing your checkbook, come on down. We'll help you out. And right. based on that, you've lost a right. I'm and sorry, then, Heather.
Yeah, go ahead, Heather.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, like, based on who's doing it now, you're saying you'd prefer it to be more, like, if you had a choice to be a caseworker?
No, no. If it came down to, like, Chris Reitman, you have to come up with some sort of gun control, and it's within these options, I would at least want it to go through some sort of a legal process.
To where there's some kind of due process to where you actually wind up getting to present your case to somebody.
Right,
right now, it's a paper pusher that says, nope.
It doesn't even need to be a paper pusher. It can just be a change in the program. If you are a member of Database A, then add that name and information to Database B, which happens to be the one to deny people for doing this.
Right.
It's
so
that simple. It could be automated.
Paper pushing, but you know, metaphorical
right.
paper pushing.
Right.
People that fill in databases are paper pushers.
Yeah, but I'm saying you could take that aspect out of it completely. I mean, all you got to do is program a few lines of code. And everybody right now who takes advantage of what is supposed to be a government service, meaning we will help you manage your money if you don't feel like you do a good job of it, and we'll just automatically revoke your Second Amendment rights.
Right, and something that a lot of people aren't really aware of, and you know, diverting off of this a little bit, the mental health aspect.
Sure.
To where right now if someone is involuntarily committed, and that could just be as you know benign as I'm feeling a little depressed, I don't necessarily want to go get help, but Chris then takes me to the hospital and says, hey, my friend over here is a little depressed, and they have a chat with me. Yeah, you know what? We're going to keep Daryl over a weekend.
Right.
That's an involuntary commitment.
Yep.
And based on, you know, some bureaucratic rules and paper pushing, I could possibly wind up never being allowed to own a gun.
Most likely.
Because I was depressed and Chris wanted to get me help.
Yep. House Rules Committee Chairman Pete Sessions, a Republican of Texas, said during testimony late Wednesday that he was, quote, disturbed, unquote, that the bill would undo part of Republicans' good work. But by Thursday morning, the House leadership had decided to go ahead with the measure. Despite the name Fix Nix, the bill is likely to cause more problems than it's worth. Criminals are often dumb, and they are rarely so stupid as to buy a gun through a legal background checks process. The people who get stopped are law-abiding citizens who simply have similar names to the criminals in the Nix list.
Oh, it's the same way that a lot of people, like, what was it, 5-year-old boy was on the no-fly list because he had a name similar to a terrorist.
Yep. And this is a case where I'm going to take a little bit of an issue with this. I've been in gun shops when people did get turned down and the cops have shown up. Generally, it was because they had an outstanding warrant or something like that, popped up in Nix, and they come get taken away. So it's not only just confusion about names.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855. 450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome about whatever is on your mind. We seem to have lost Heather.
She'll be back.
Hopefully, like, you know, she may have just vanished. I'm not really sure. But it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we'll continue with this story in just a moment, but let's go to the Skype where we've got Stefan calling in from the Commonwealth of Skype right next to Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was actually going to comment on what you guys were speaking about, this Social Security gun ban, which I believe was first attempted under the Obama administration.
Yes, and that was mentioned at the beginning, and it's not everybody on Social Security.
Right.
Despite what some people on the internet try to say, because, you know, reading comprehension, it is only certain people. Not that that necessarily makes it any better, but right, it's not as bad as what some people are trying to say that it is.
Yeah, and well, I wouldn't say it's not just reading comprehension, because obviously people can read. But it is the interest of spin, and we have become such a spin-centric society. I mean, the people on the left want to spin things their way. People on the right do the same. It's just
libertarians
polarized.
Do the same.
Yeah, exactly. It's every single corner, so everybody's just...
Because clickbait. You want to get rid of clickbait? Click here, I'll tell you how.
This one simple trick can show you how to get rid of clickbait. Go ahead, Stefan.
Don't apologize. You're fine. But basically, this could affect a lot of people that don't even realize it, because I was put on Social Security when I was younger, and I never even knew it until I turned 18 years old.
Right.
and my family were registered as my payees. And under that kind of a ban, I would have gone to fill out the background check, and they would have turned me down right then and there. Sorry, sir, you have somebody else managing your finances. Well, I didn't even realize that I had been signed up for this nonsense.
Right, right.
I was, a lot of people use their kids as little money makers. I kind of was used as a little money maker.
Yeah.
You know, and that affects a lot of people. And I think that it's absolute nonsense. I mean, I can understand the argument. I don't agree with it, but I can understand the argument of, well, if you can't even manage your finances, how are you going to be able to manage a gun?
Oh. Right. But, so, you know, if it only wound up applying to, say, the most severe cases of somebody with advanced Alzheimer's,
yep,
that doesn't know what day it is, they have no clue who it is that's taking care of them.
Yep.
You know, obviously, they're having someone handle their finances.
Right.
But again, it goes beyond just those most extreme cases.
And my whole point in this, and I take the hard side on this, is even if that person can't handle their own finances, even if they don't recognize, people from their past and things like that, does that mean that they automatically begin to lose constitutionally protected natural rights? And the answer to that should be no for anyone. With liberty comes risk. You know, do you want a completely safe society? I've got a totalitarian regime that's ready for you. They will make it that way for you.
I think there's something to be said.
Where did
about
she come from? Holy crap.
Hi.
Heather just reappeared in the chair here.
I was going to say, Stefan, I don't think
Kevin!
I've talked to you in I don't know how long. It's been a long
how
time.
How are you?
I'm doing both good and bad. What about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Yeah.
That's great to hear. Sorry, that just got me all sidetracked. Sorry, go ahead, Heather.
That's okay, go ahead.
Oh, no, my comment was just going to be that I think when it comes to, like, the mental stuff, like, there needs to be more public discourse on the fact that mental illness, to lump all mental illnesses or disorders, like, to paint it with a broad brush is so wrong. It's almost like saying, like, every sickness is one sickness. Like, right. For the body, you know what I mean? Like, depression is different from anxiety, is different from, you know, PTSD, which is different from
bipolar. That
bipolar,
kind of thing.
Which is different from. And so, like, everything that goes on mentally should be categorized as such. So somebody not remembering something isn't necessarily dangerous.
Right.
And so I think there should be more public discourse on how to identify dangerous people.
So they should be categorized in something like the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders,
yes.
Right.
Fifth edition.
Which my issue with that is the whole science, the medicine of psychiatry, the act of trying to identify these things, is less than 100 years old. The bulk of the data that we work off of was created by military programs, mm-hmm, who were just trying to come up with a way of justifying this.
But there is a very real science behind psychology.
Is
that
there?
Oh, absolutely.
Really? 40 years ago, they said that homosexuality was a mental disorder.
Right.
No, there's a difference. Okay, like psychology is not just human behavior; it's also the body's physical response to stimuli, which is the science aspect of it.
I don't.
So you can manufacture certain behaviors in targeted individuals by, you know, doing certain things. Do you know what I'm saying?
You can try to describe them. You
there's
can try
a science, a cause and effect relationship.
Sometimes there is,
but there's all sorts of examples where depression for you and the drugs that might work for you are going to be completely different than possibly even Daryl's symptoms.
But you got to think, when anybody has depression, there is something that is triggering the chemicals in the brain to release that produce this depression. It's
right,
all
but it
a
doesn't,
system.
But,
and it's curable the same way a cold is. So when you start getting depressed, your brain has a cold. Your mind has a cold, which you can treat. It's not just make-believe stuff.
No, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying it's make-believe stuff. Depression is absolutely real. Bipolar is absolutely real. All these things are absolutely real. What I question is whether we have developed the real scientific means to specifically identify each one of these things, or maybe there's a million different versions of them that all act a little bit differently.
Yeah.
and the question of whether we can actually effectively treat them across a broad spectrum of people.
We can't. That's what I'm saying, though.
Right.
That
evidenced by how many SSRI school shooters tend
exactly.
to take.
You can't just say, oh, well, like this person, you know, has... Like, people, I think when the topic of mental illness comes up, everyone thinks, like, the worst. They think the absolute worst. Like, the person that gets stuck in an insane asylum or something.
That was
like 1950s. Curled up in a fetal
right.
position. So yeah, people don't realize that, like, that's like saying, you know, anytime you go to the doctor, everyone's going to come out with some terminal illness. You know what I mean?
You okay
like,
there, Stefan?
Yeah, sorry. Freaking cat.
Okay.
That's how we know the Earth is not flat, because cats would have pushed everything off the edge by now. Continue, Stefan.
I guess I'll just leave off with this. I definitely agree with the idea that mental disorders, you know, the way we diagnose them and the way we understand them changes over time.
Right.
And, you know, we used to think people with... autism and things, it was only a neurological issue, but now it's coming out that they have like things like Marfan syndrome that tends to come on, which is a connective tissue disorder. So there's a lot of different characteristics that go into it. And I do think that blanketing everything into one and saying, oh, you have a mental illness like bipolar or, you know, gender dysphoria or something like that, you can't own a gun. I think that's absolutely absurd.
Yeah,
I agree.
Because none of those things, you know, are necessarily...
harm anybody, you know?
Hmm?
They don't harm anybody physically, you know. Yeah. They don't impair their, you know, mental judgment to the degree where they would, you know, automatically become evil and
yeah,
want to
like
shoot up school.
Yeah, or like a senior citizen with dementia, you know, even though they shouldn't be getting behind the wheel of a car, you know. it doesn't necessarily mean if you give them a handgun, they're going to go shoot up a school. You know
right.
what I mean? And so that's where it's like people are like, oh, there's something wrong cognitively with this human being, so therefore they can't own a gun? No.
But if you deny them the ability to purchase one because they feel that they may, even if they don't, if they just want to protect themselves, then you are taking away their right to defend themselves against a mm-hmm. bad actor. And that's, yeah. that to me is just immoral.
Stefan, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. About this or whatever is on your mind.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency.
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And do you have a closet full of plain, boring t-shirts? Do you wish that you had some shirts that were clever and witty, but you're a poor libertarian and you only have $6 and you don't want to buy from somebody that's not also a libertarian?
For those of you watching online, you can see one of these right here on my burly chest.
I've got good news for you. $6 Shirts has a gigantic selection of witty, clever t-shirts like the one being worn by Chris that says the only winning move is not to play the game.
A nice line from the movie War Games, where the computer actually found out that thermonuclear war was a no-win situation.
Yeah. Excellent movie and excellent t-shirt. And we're not going to guarantee that you're going to be the most exciting person in your social group, but, you know, your shirts are definitely going to wind up getting people to take a look at you. Chris, what was the other shirt that you got?
Red pill, blue pill.
I still got to pick mine.
Oh, you missed
the deadline.
Wait, nobody told me there was a deadline. You just sent me a link.
Yes, we did.
We did not.
Sorry. Yeah, we did. So the shirts that I got,
I'm going to message them.
One of them says, T-Rex hates push-ups.
Not okay.
And it shows a T-Rex trying to do push-ups, but he can't actually get his arms to the ground because his big giant head and his tiny little arms. And all of... Well, not all of the shirts, but they do have a large selection of shirts for as low as $6. They also have some other shirts that are slightly more. There's one with a picture of Edward Snowden's face on it that says Team Edward. That one, they actually wind up making a donation to EFF for every shirt that sells of that. And, again, the shirts are sold by someone like you, a listener of Free Talk Live. Go to $6shirts.com. That's the number $6shirts.com. Use code FTL for 10% off your order. $6shirts.com. Code FTL. So we started off, Chris, talking about the horrible news out of the District of Criminals, where the Republicrats and the Democrats wound up getting together to undo something that was repealed by the Republicans that repealed something instituted by Obama.
The Republicans looked at this original act and said, this is so repugnant, we have to repeal it. And then less than a year later, they have reenacted it.
So they repealed the repeal.
They repealed the repeal.
And what was that?
Keeping track at home.
What was the thing that was repealed by the repeal of the repeal?
It was a
It was a repeal.
It was a bill. they reinstated a. Let me see if I can find it. The it was
2007 National Instant Crime Background Check System Improvement Amendments Act.
Right, which was supposed to tighten up and add more resources to the next check, which is in most states that is. Where your information goes when you go and attempt to buy a gun. You fill out your 4473, which is an ATF form. They either fax or phone the information into the FBI or the ATF or somebody like that. And then that's the system. And this bill was supposed to improve that, but unfortunately they also tied this thing to it. And when we left off, we were talking about how fixed NICS is probably likely to cause more problems than it's worth. And the author goes on to state the criminals are dumb, but they rarely try to purchase through.
So let's just, again, recap exactly what this fixed NICS thing is.
Sure.
It's for anybody that's on Social Security that is classified by some bureaucrat as being financially incompetent.
Right. They cannot take care of their own finances. That is the justification. Under the Congressional Review Act, let's see, did I already do that? Nope, I already did. The House Rules Cap, I already read that. This is what happens when I start scrolling, looking for answers for your questions.
So it actually takes guns away from
people? So these, anyway,
it's
we're...
It's not going to send, you know, armed agents right now.
No, that'll be in next year.
That's going to be, you know, another bill. It would just prohibit someone from actually being able to legally purchase a firearm if they are classified as financially incompetent and also receiving Social Security and presumably some other kind of welfare.
Right. And John Locke continues to write, the people who get stopped are law-abiding citizens who simply have similar names to the criminals on the NICS list. These false positives are a real problem. From 2006 to 2015, the National Instant Crime Background Check System, or NICS, denied gun purchases by 826,144 people. Oh, my God, 826,000 criminals tried to buy guns. No. But all those denials led to only 488 prosecutions in the whole 10-year period.
So that just means that those 488 people each tried to buy a gun 1,500 times.
No, what it means is those 488 people were actually felons that shouldn't have been attempting to purchase a gun. The other remaining, whatever, 826,144 minus 488 are false positives. That's the issue. And I've been on the wrong end of this thing too. I got a an unable to determine, and basically they were telling me that I would have to contact NICS and try to figure out why I got denied. The next time I went to go buy a gun, it was fine, no problem. You know, sometimes I get like a 3-day delay when I try to purchase long guns in New Hampshire for whatever reason. But the story continues. This is an easy problem to fix.
Hold on. You skipped a very important sentence here. Of the 488 prosecutions, less than half ended in convictions, which is a staggering number when you consider that.
Right, out of the 488.
Right, but when you consider that, you know, regular offenses, about 90-something percent of people wind up taking a plea deal, and then of the ones that don't take a plea deal, there's somewhere around like a 95% conviction rate.
Right.
So to see less than half of these actually have a conviction compared to the regular conviction rate, it's just staggering.
Right.
Yeah, but I think some conviction rates aren't
talking
all that
to the microphone.
Some conviction rates aren't all that accurate.
True.
Right, and so...
Or you'll have, like, corrupt prosecutors.
Well, there's not only that, but also there's the process of what they call charge stacking, to where they basically wind up putting somebody in a corner and say, the only way out of this corner is to just say you're guilty, and we're going to drop half of the charges, and then you're going to wind up pleading to something that you didn't actually do to make everything go away.
Right.
Yeah. No, I was a witness once. In a trial, and I had a prosecutor tell me that I, like, when she interviewed me a second time going before a grand jury, she tried telling me that the first time she had sat, they had sat down with me, I said something different than the second time. And I swear to God, on my daughter's life, it was word for word exactly what I told her, exactly what I told the defense attorney, exactly what I told everyone, because I was just a witness.
Right.
But she tried to present the idea that I'd said something different the in the first interview, and I was like, I wouldn't have said that.
This was the prosecutor?
Yeah,
so
in Boston.
So were you, was your testimony...
Well, at the time, I didn't think anything of it.
Was it supporting the defendant? Is that why she was trying to mix it up?
I literally witnessed two people fight and one dude pulled a knife.
Right, but were you considered a prosecution witness or a defense witness?
Right.
I don't know.
Because if you were considered a defense witness, then the prosecutor is going to do everything they can to say you're an incompetent witness.
The defense attorney showed up at my door one day and asked if he could talk to me, and I said yes.
Right.
So I told the prosecutor and the defense attorney the same thing. I'm like, I'm telling you both what I saw. That's all I can do.
Right. But
it was the fact that when she talked to me the second time, she...
This is right. She was trying to say that you're an incompetent witness.
Right. She was trying to get you thrown out, your testimony thrown out, because it damaged her case. So
she was probably thinking I would second guess my own memory of the event.
Yeah.
It was a tactic.
Right. Of course. That's what they do. It's a whole big game.
She wanted you to not be a witness because you were not helping her case.
Don't fall into this trap where don't believe that they're looking for the truth. They are looking for what supports their client. For the prosecutor, that's the state.
Yeah.
And for the defense, it is the schlub who's up against the state. And that's all that it is. It's nobody wants the truth. And we keep talking about the truth and getting the truth out. No, we don't.
You can't handle the truth.
Thank you, Daryl.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on this Fix Nix thing? Or people leaving Facebook for something old...
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.